Maria Montessori Speaks to Parents by Maria Montessori. Understanding the Child's Nature. As I speak to parents, I want to emphasize the importance of understanding the child's inherent nature and how it guides their development. The child is not just a miniature adult, but a unique individual with their own path of growth and development. When we observe a baby, we see a being who is constantly learning and developing. For instance, he is developing his muscles. If you watch him closely, you may see perhaps the little fingers open one by one instead of all together. That is a great progress. Gradually, he is becoming master of his own fingers. He chuckles with joy as he drops the rattle, and you patiently pick it up for him. There is no naughtiness in him. He has no need of external discipline. Soon he will drop this occupation of his own accord, and perhaps his little toes will become for him next the most interesting things in the world. This natural progression is crucial to understand because it tells us that the child's development is self-directed and spontaneous. As parents, our role is not to force this development, but to support and observe it. The spontaneous urge towards development, which is within the child, dictates its own pace. It is the part of a wise and loving parent to stand by, to watch the little one's activities, to observe his growth, rather than to try to force it. Creating an environment for growth. The environment in which the child grows is paramount. It should be designed to foster independence, activity, and natural development. To give our children a fine start in life, we must see that their surroundings satisfy their need for activity and development, remembering at the same time that our own part is not that of instructor and interferer, but of helper. In our Montessori schools, we call these environments children's houses, where children are the masters of their own space. We call our schools children's houses, and in them the children are masters of the house. When we have visitors, we do not allow them to behave as though the children are objects on display to be questioned. Our visitors come as guests to the children's house, and we expect them to respect our children as guests respect their hosts. The materials and activities provided should be carefully gradated to satisfy the child's every need. For example, from 3 to 6 years, children have a real sense hunger. They love to touch things, to fit different shapes together, to grade colors and musical sounds. The material is carefully gradated to satisfy the child's every need, and once the child has fixed his attention, he becomes a little individual, no longer an imitator. Respecting the child's autonomy. Respect for the child's autonomy is a cornerstone of Montessori's philosophy. We must recognize that children learn naturally through activity and that their characters develop through freedom. Children learn naturally through activity and that their characters develop through freedom. When children are given the freedom to choose their activities, they become more observant, intelligent, independent, and persevering. If you treat your child with kindness and consideration, he too will be kind. If you let him pursue his own little affairs and interests undisturbed, you will find that he will be less inclined to disturb yours. Try to interfere with him as little as possible. There is no need to worry about him growing up ignorant or ill-mannered. Instead, he will be observant and intelligent, independent and persevering. And these qualities lie at the root of personality. This respect extends to not punishing or rewarding the child for their work, but rather letting the joy of the work itself be the reward. There is no punishment or reward in our schools to interfere with the joy in the work itself. The only reward is in the completion of the work. It is at this time that internal discipline establishes itself, and the foundations of character are laid. The role of the adult. The role of the adult in the child's life is that of a helper and observer, rather than an instructor or interferer. The adult ought never to mould the child after himself, but should leave him alone and work always from the deepest comprehension of the child himself. We must help the child to liberate himself from his defects without making him feel his weakness. We must help the child to liberate himself from his defects without making him feel his weakness. This means being patient and understanding, allowing the child to make mistakes and learn from them without intervention. The environment itself will teach the child if every error he makes is manifest to him without the intervention of a parent or teacher who should remain a quiet observer of all that happens. The environment itself will teach the child if every error he makes is manifest to him without the intervention of a parent or teacher who should remain a quiet observer of all that happens. The importance of independence. Independence is a key aspect of a child's development. When children are self-sufficient, they reflect a sense of human dignity, derived from a sense of independence. Any child who is self-sufficient, who can tie his shoes, dress or undress himself, reflects in his joy and sense of achievement the image of human dignity, which is derived from a sense of independence. This independence is not about abandoning the child to himself, but about giving him the liberty to grow and develop naturally. To give a child liberty is not to abandon him to himself. Conclusion: A new perspective on parenting. In conclusion, parenting from a Montessori perspective requires a profound shift in how we view the child and our role in their lives. It is about respecting the child's autonomy, providing an environment that fosters natural development, and being patient and supportive observers. As I often say, our goal is not so much the imparting of knowledge as the unveiling and developing of spiritual energy. By following these principles, we can help children become strong, independent, and fulfilled individuals. In the end, it is not about what we do for the child, but about how we allow the child to be themselves and grow according to their own nature. It is necessary, then, to give the child the possibility of developing according to the laws of his nature, so that he can become strong, and, having become strong, can do even more than we dared hope for him. By embracing this philosophy, we can create a world where children are respected, valued, and given the opportunity to reach their full potential.